This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Years ago, while out tending to my garden, I came across a 2-foot monster. It was long, thick, and green. It was an enormous zucchini squash. I had so many, I was begging people to take them. So then I just quit planting that prolific producer. But this winter in particular, I kept yearning for my Chinese 5-spice zucchini bread, and I got a spiralizer for zoodles. Alas, I could find no zucchini in my local grocery store. Seriously, the issue in the garden is they sprawl like crazy. I have a picture on gardenbite.com of squash run amok. But what if I grew them vertically? A simple one-piece trellis can be secured against a sun-facing wall or strong fence. Plant your squashes the same distance apart that they would grow at if left at ground level. Once your squash has put on growth, gently weave the shoots onto and into the trellis. Soft plant ties and string can help steer wayward stems in the right direction. Most squashes will then produce tendrils that will grip their supports. Grown this way, they'll need more water and fertilizer than normal. It takes more effort to literally take up the nutrients. What about that heavy fruit? Well, you'll need to support it, and the best way to do that is to make a sling with an old pantyhose. Tie it to the trellis. I'll have more information and pictures on gardenbite.com. You can grow any number of squash this way. In fact, a nice little patty pan would be perfect. Sunburst has been recommended. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soil's Wonder Blend mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.